The start of the 21st century has been marked by two major developments relating to religion in the world. First, Christianity has become a predominantly non-Western religion, with its heartlands firmly located in the southern continents of Africa, Asia, and South America. The assumption that Christianity is the religion of the West, an assumption that has persisted for nearly 1,000 years, is being succeeded by a growing realization that the West has become post-Christian. Second, in the wake of the armed attack on the United States of America by radical Muslims on September 11, 2001, Islam has attracted widespread media attention across the world and is now perceived as representing the public face of religious commitment. For many who are unaware of the new Christian configuration of the world today, the September 11th attack was tantamount to an Islamic assault on the Christian West. One effect of the attack and its aftermath in the Middle East and elsewhere has been a deepening and entrenching of the perception of irreconcilable differences between the two main missionary religions in the world. At the same time, postmodernist and postcolonial Western discourse tends to practice voluntary censorship in its approach to Islam. Although the treatment of Christian history, teaching, and tradition is often critical and even hostile, the treatment of Islamic history, teaching, and tradition is quite different, perhaps because several Islamic nations are considered vital to the economic interests of the West. All this means that, at the level of religion, Christian-Muslim relations have become quite prone to distortion when viewed primarily through the Western experience. In most of the West, Muslims and persons of religions other than Christianity have for many years been perceived as the irreducible other. The absence of regular experience of religious pluralism also means that Western Christian affirmations have been made with little reference to the faiths of others. This Western handicap is compounded by the now prevailing view that deeply held religious convictions are harmful to the interests and concerns of modern society. Circumstances in Africa are very different, which makes John Azuma's approach to Islam important and refreshing. He writes from the perspective of someone raised in a Ghanaian multi-faith family. His Muslim uncle made significant contributions towards his theological training, and some 95% of the family members who attended his ordination as a Presbyterian minister were Muslim. This uniquely African interreligious and interfaith environment means that he does not approach Islam as an impersonal system of beliefs or as the religion of immigrant communities, but as a religion with a human face, the face of a close relative, a neighbor. Dr. Azuma's aim is to help African Christians understand their neighbor's faith. Dr. Azuma neither demonizes nor romanticizes Islam. He writes as a Christian teacher and pastor, with concern for Muslims as persons who should be treated with respect and love. This respect and love does not preclude inviting them to consider the truth claims of the good news about Jesus. Dr. Azuma demonstrates that Christian mission need not be regarded as incompatible with dialogue between different faiths. On the contrary, the missionary character of both Islam and Christianity precludes such incompatibility. On a continent where the two faiths meet, probably for the first time, on something approaching an equal footing, my neighbor's faith represents a valuable contribution to the mission of Christian scholarship. Kwame Bediako, Ekurapong Akuapem, Ghana, Pentecost, 2007.